This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast. Good morning. Well, it's my morning. I don't know when you're listening to this. It's so funny because when I do podcasting, I'm just like in the moment, and then I sometimes have to remind myself like someone could be listening to this 6 months from now. So I don't know. It could be nighttime for you. I have no idea, but it's my morning. It's actually Monday morning, and I have a kind of a unique Monday. Usually I start my Mondays going to Lemon for a couple hours and just kind of resetting and merchandising after the busy weekend. But one of the Lemon girls needed to switch, and I'm not going to the store today at all. So I had this beautiful extra time to podcast, which is always amazing. And I had someone recently ask me this question, and I thought it was an interesting thing to talk about. They asked me, how did I know that I should take the leap to start my business Lemon and to leave my corporate job? And I actually haven't had anyone ask me that in a really long time. I think part of it is because I've been doing Lemon for so long that it's almost like forgotten that I had this corporate career for a decade that I left to do this. So it was kind of like, oh yeah, no one's asked me that in a long time, and I haven't even thought about it in a long time. And here's the answer. The answer is that first of all, I was terrified. I would like wake up in the middle of the night, feel like I couldn't breathe, like complete anxiety over this decision. I wanted to do it, but it was super scary. Obviously, financially, really scary. I just kept thinking, if I fail, what is that? Like, what does that mean financially for my family? Am I going to totally screw us over? Are we going to have to file bankruptcy? Are we going to lose, you know, our assets, our savings? Like, I was completely freaked out. And again, I think this is something that people don't talk about, because talking about money is so, like, no, we don't talk about that. And I get that. And I'm not giving any specifics, but that is a reality when you go into a business the size of Lemon. And what I mean by the size of Lemon is that I wasn't doing a side gig. I wasn't, you know, selling t-shirts online from my house. I wasn't doing a small coaching business on the side. I wasn't starting a podcast, you know. This was major. Like, I was going to sign a lease and have a space for at least 2 to 3 years. I was going to be liable to pay that. I was going to have to do things like business insurance and, you know, pay for internet and security. And, oh, how about all the inventory I would have to buy and the POS system? And, you know, when you start to add it up, it's incredibly scary. And I was, you know, essentially deciding to jump into this business and leave my career also. So it's like I'm taking on all of this cost and risk, and I'm leaving my salary. And I did feel a little crazy. And I have to be honest in that, because I think if you don't feel a little crazy, you might not be on the right path. I think it's normal to feel a little crazy. I think if it's too comfortable, it's probably not the right move, or not big enough of a move. And I get it. People look at that statement and they cringe a little and they're a little unsure. And but it's kind of reality. It's kind of like when you look at your health and you decide, okay, I want to lose the weight, or I really want to be healthy. I really want to put my body first. And then someone says, okay, well then you need to cut out soda, fast food, anything that's not organic, anything that's not GMO. You need to look at the oils in your food, et cetera, et cetera. I could go on forever. Then the person goes, oh, no, 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 this is too much. Well, if it's not too much, it's probably not enough. It's the same when it comes to this decision to leave my job and start my own business. I had kind of tiptoed around it for years where I did have side businesses. My first business was actually a jewelry line. I made everything by hand, and that was just too time consuming. The cost and time didn't add up. And my second business was a graphic onesie tea line for babies and toddlers. This is when my kids were super little, so I wanted cute stuff for my kids to wear, and just kind of made it a business. I was like, I'm going to create this stuff that I want my kids to wear. I'll just order more and sell it on Etsy or sell it online or whatever, or give it as gifts and that sort of thing. Again, that was a small side business, and I was starting to grow that business. And that's when I switched gears and was like, okay, I'm going to do Lemon. I'm going to do a gift shop where I can carry a lot of stuff and never be bored, because my greatest fear with the onesies and the baby tees was being bored. And honestly, now that my kids are older, I probably would have been over it, you know? Where with Lemon, yeah, we have the whole baby section, but we also have, you know, kid stuff that comes in. We've got women's section, we've got the home section, we've got, I mean, we just have such a variety that I never am bored. And then also, as we go through the year, we're changing things by holiday and by season. So I'm really, we're never bored. And that was kind of the deciding factor why I went this route in the first place. But I really do think that, like, if it doesn't scare you on any level, then it's probably not a big enough change. It's not a big enough move for you even to consider it. So, you know, I remember having all this anxiety, waking up feeling like I can't breathe, really unsure, like feeling a little crazy, you know, and not to mention my kids were little and I had a very cushy job situation where at this point I was working part-time from home exclusively in my corporate job. That was the deal I made with the CEO so that I could stop commuting into the city and be there more for my kids. And everyone was like, you have the dream gig. Like, you work part-time from home so you don't have to commute or waste any time. Then you're with your kids part-time. It's really like the best of both worlds. And it kind of was, but also I was bored. I knew I wanted to do something for myself, with myself, you know, whatever, be your own boss, as everyone loves to say. Even though I will say to this day that the CEO I worked for was amazing, and I have nothing bad to say about working for him. I worked for him for over 5 years. So, you know, but I just knew I wanted more and I wasn't willing to like settle in life. And I quite frankly was just so bored, not just bored with my job, but also just like being home with the kids. They were little. I wasn't good at that stage of motherhood. Like, I did it and I did such a great job, but I didn't enjoy the baby stuff. I enjoyed this stage of motherhood so much more. And it's just interesting because the society will say, oh, well, you had it great, but I was just so bored out of my mind. Like, I needed more. Even though I was exhausted, I needed more. So the deciding factor came here. I remember being on the phone with my best friend, Shelly. She probably doesn't even remember this conversation, but I literally, and I don't know if we were talking or if we were texting, but I remember just telling her, like, I'm freaking out. I don't know what to do. I really want to do this, but it's super scary. Like, this is a huge decision. And she said to me point blank, you either jump or you don't jump. You can't be in the middle. Like, you're either going to do this business or you're not going to do this business. And it really resonated with me where it was like, stop debating and just make a decision. She's right. You either jump or you don't. And I don't know if it was that night or soon after, I was laying in bed and everyone was sleeping in the house. I was just like, I couldn't sleep. I was awake. My mind was racing, thinking about all of this. And I was looking up at the ceiling. I will never forget this. I was looking up at the ceiling and I said to myself, will I regret not doing this on my deathbed? Like, when the day comes that hopefully one day I'm super old and I'm on my deathbed about to die and I have my family around me and I'm ready to leave my life, will I regret not doing this? And that was it for me. That was it. That was the moment where I was like, life is way too short to be scared, to be unsure, to stress. And I just went for it. And that was it. Like, after that moment, I was full steam ahead. Like, there was no stopping me. And I moved so fast, you guys, that when I tell people how quickly I moved, everyone's always shocked. Like, if someone is starting a business today and they ask me how long it took me and I tell them the timeline, they're like, you're joking, right? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I decided I was going to do Lemon and had the idea for Lemon in August. Went to move forward in September. I made it official LLC and decided we're going for it. October, I started buying and locked in a lease for the first pop-up shop. And then we opened our doors in November. And we did the pop-up shop through holiday season. It was an actual brick and mortar, but it was short term. So it was like 2 months. Did holiday season, was great. Decided to kind of backtrack and go back into stay doing pop-ups. And then the business did so well that we opened our first official brick and mortar April. And that was very quick too. Like, I had a broker and there was a location I wanted, and she told me you can't, with your budget, you can't have that location. So I kind of like went to other locations. I looked at the location I was originally in for the pop-up, but I was really not loving that location. I didn't love the format of how long and skinny it was. And then that location actually got taken over by someone else. So technically, I like lost it. Then there was another location I was looking at. For those listening that know the area, it was over by Sideboards in Danville. And I think it ended up actually becoming some type of a gift shop. And then they ended up going out of business. But anyway, I was looking at that location. And that location was slightly too big and a little bit awkward shaped. I ended up losing that location to someone else too. And I was like, screw it. I'm gonna go after the original location I wanted. And I actually called the number on the door. It was like for lease sign. And I said, hey, I want this location. I want to look at it. And I looked at it without my broker. I looked at it. And that day, I also never forget this. It was raining and it was dark and it was February. It was like end of January, early February, somewhere in there. And it was raining and it was dark and it was cold. And I looked at the space in the dark because I don't even think they had lights. Like, they didn't have, no one was, it was vacant. And I said to her, these dressing rooms in the back, you can put a wall. I don't want that space. I want all of this space. This is what I can afford, and I will sign the lease immediately. And she said, let me talk to the owner. I'll get back to you. The owner being her husband. And she goes, if you do it without your broker, it's a deal. And I said, no problem. And honestly, no problem, because my broker said I could never afford this location, didn't do her job. I did her job for her. And I got the location for the First Lemon in Danville, which was by far the best location. I still love that location, and it was perfect for us. And I signed the lease. I think it was like 24 hours, you guys. Like, looked it over with my husband, did a couple little tweaks to it. It was actually written really well and really basic. And I signed it. I didn't even have a lawyer look at it. I just looked at the terms and conditions, and everything matched up perfectly, and then signed it, and that was it. And, you know, I just think, like, again, I kept going back to the, like, life is too short to, like, sit on this, and good thing I didn't sit on it, and the rest is history. But I do think that all of us, from time to time, need to do this exercise. So you can do it right now. Sit there, close your eyes, or lay down, close your eyes, or look up at the ceiling like I did, and just think about one day when you're on your deathbed, what could you possibly regret not doing? What could it be? Is it time with your kids? Is it pursuing a passion? Is it starting a hobby you're interested in? Is it travel? What is it? Is it fostering a strong, healthy marriage? What is it? And I do think that your answer will also change throughout life. Like, my answer in that moment was, I'm going to make this change in my career, and I'm going to start this business. And quite frankly, it actually gave me more time with my kids and more quality time with my kids, because I was so passionate about what I was doing with Lemon that when I did have that time with my babies, I was the best mom. I was happy. I was engaged. I felt fulfilled. I felt like I was doing it all. Like, I had my dream career and business and my family, and I was killing it. Now, I also get more time with my kids than I would have if I did corporate or maybe anything else. And that's because I have made it a point that right now, my priority are my kids. I mean, my priority's always been my kids, but I know that in 10 years from today, my youngest will be almost 18. So I have basically 10 years before all my kids are adults. And I take that, like, that is the most important thing right now. So everything I do is around soaking up the moments with my kids. So I make less money in my business because my kids come first. What does that mean? That means I have more employees than maybe I necessarily need, because I want to have more time at home with my kids, or more time at home really being a homemaker. Like, I love cooking great meals for my family. I love making sure the house is clean and the laundry is done and their uniforms are ready for games, and making sure that I've got food prepared for when we go to the games, and just indulging myself in motherhood. I am room mom for my third grader. I coached my first grader's basketball team this last season. I go to the field trips. Like, I am just leaning into motherhood because I know this part is going to end real soon. Like, if we're talking 10 years, my youngest is almost an adult. That means how many years do I have left of just elementary years, right? So I know that right now my priority lies a little bit differently than what it's going to look like in 10 years. In 10 years, when I'm an almost empty nester, our priorities are going to be different. Our life is going to be different. Our day-to-day is going to look different. So I think it's so important to do this exercise now, but continue to do it and check in with yourself. And anytime you get stressed or unsure, or you're trying to make a tough decision, go back to this moment of, what is life going to look like when I'm on my deathbed? Am I going to leave this life feeling like I did it all? I feel fulfilled. I feel satisfied. I feel accomplished. I feel proud. I feel at peace. I don't have any regrets. Or am I going to leave here feeling like I could have done more? Because whether we like it or not, life is short. And you know that saying where they say the days are long, but the years are short? They're referring to parenthood, right? Like parenthood is hard and the days feel long and messy and chaotic. But then when you blink, all of a sudden they're older and you're like, whoa, those years went fast. That's life. That's not just parenthood. That is life as a whole. I mean, think about how quickly your youth came and went, right? I mean, I literally, this year is my 20 years since graduating high school. Like, that's mind-blowing. 20 years ago, I graduated high school. 20. I mean, excuse me, I do not feel like I'm that old, first of all. But that was a whole different lifetime. And when you're in high school, you feel like it's your whole life, right? It's that life is so fast. And I often hear this from mothers particularly, so I want to make this very clear. Mothers will say to me, I'll do things I want to do when my kids leave. When my kids become adults, I will do all the things I want to do. And that is the biggest lie that you could be telling yourself. And I need all mothers to stop now. And I think fathers do this on some level too, but mothers especially. Like, somehow you think that you're a better mom because you give up on everything else and just say it's for the sake of your children. But that's an excuse you're using to hold yourself back. And I'm not saying, you know, take the crazy career that takes you away from your kids, or to go travel the world without them and miss time with them. But if you want to take 1 week to go on a trip with just your husband, that's not going to take anything away from being a parent. That's something actually I need to work on. My husband and I have never been on a trip, just the two of us. So I say this with a lot of grace for myself too, because I do this too. But, you know, pursuing your passion, your dreams, your hobbies, things that fulfill you outside of motherhood does not take away from them being the priority. And in fact, it teaches your children that how important it is. How are you to teach your children how important it is to go after what you want and reach your goals if you're not even doing it? I often hear this when it comes to fitness and health too, where women will say, oh, I'll have to do that when they're older. You know, I'm just so busy and we're always going to sports and they have this and they have that. That's just an excuse. And quite frankly, don't you want to be healthy for your babies? Like, you know, saying that you're going to focus on yourself when they're gone is crazy. You need to focus on yourself today and continue to focus on yourself when they leave. And you don't want to have to do back work, right? It's like, you know, the person that has been pounding fast food for the last 5 years and is overweight and is unhealthy and has chronic disease and can barely move their body properly, that person has to spend a lot of time to fix all of the mistakes that they've made the last 5 years that has been hurting their body. You don't want to do that with yourself. You don't want to accumulate all of this and then have to try to backtrack when your kids are adults. Like, that's going to put you at a disadvantage all day, every day. And, you know, quite frankly, there's not that much time. So this notion of I'll do it one day is bullshit, because if you have let's say 20 things you want to do in your lifetime, 20 massive things you want to do in your lifetime, and you keep waiting for one day, do you really think you're going to hit all 20 things? You're not. I mean, you might be lucky if you only hit two of those things if you wait long enough. So I really want this to be an aha episode. This podcast is for people that want to level up, that do not want to be subpar. I remember after giving birth to my youngest, Rush, I was on a run and I was pushing myself and I'm like, keep going, you know, I know this is hard and I'm carrying some of the extra weight and, you know, you have milk, you know, you're lactating and it's just so much. And I said to myself, you know, why am I not happy? Like, most people would be like so happy. Like, I look really good for like just having a baby, even though I know it's not my best. And most people would not care to push themselves the way I was. But I stopped myself and I started walking and I said to myself, I'm not okay with a C+ life. I'm just not. And most people are okay with a C+ life. They're okay with average or slightly above average. Some people hit that slightly above average life and they go, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just going to sit here. I'm not okay with that. And no one's perfect. At no point are we going to be A+. But to be satisfied with average will never be okay with me. And I think that goes back to regret on your deathbed. I think those people that sit back and are happy with average or being slightly above average, because, you know, I say slightly above average because as soon as you hit that slightly above average, you look at majority of people and go, well, I'm doing better than these people. I'm, you know, I'm somewhat healthy. I'm not horrible. I'm somewhat satisfied. I'm somewhat this. I'm, you know, and you kind of just convince yourself. We are creatures that we need things to be difficult. We need to push ourselves. And if you sit back in the comfort zone, and that's the problem with our society right now. I don't want to get off track, but this is the problem with our society right now is that everything has been made easy, right? You don't want to cook? That's okay. Order DoorDash or whatever. Food will show up to your house. You don't even have to leave your house to go eat out. It will come to you. You don't want to go grocery shopping? That's okay. Order it. It'll show up on your doorstep. Right? Everything is fast now. You need an Uber? Here it is. Don't have to walk. You don't have to figure out a ride. You don't have to plan anything. Forget riding a bike. Just use your little app. Right? Everything is at our fingertips now. You're curious about something, you Google it on your phone in 2 seconds. We used to have to open books and find the answers. God forbid we read. You know, everything is made easy. And trust me, I love the easy. I love that I can immerse myself in my work and with my kids. And just immerse myself in all the things and my groceries show up to the front door. But I don't like to ever rely on all the easy. I do it when necessary. Otherwise, I don't touch it. This is why people have a hard time with working out or eating healthy. Eating healthy is hard. It is. You probably have to prepare more instead of getting something frozen and throwing it in the oven, you actually have to make it from scratch. Yeah, that's work. Yes, it's harder to eat the healthy food than to eat the Oreos. Why? Because the Oreos are chock full of chemicals that make you addicted. So you literally get happy eating that Oreo while it's killing you. And it's annoying. It's annoying that this is our life, but this is our life. So we have to very consciously say to ourselves, okay, I don't want things to be too easy. I need to push myself. I need to push myself to be the best version of myself. And that's it. Stop being okay with average. Because that's the person that will have regret on their deathbed, guarantee. So do this exercise. I find it so powerful, and it's also really hard. Nobody likes to think about death. I remember there was an event years and years ago. I think it was a book club or something. And it was a group of amazing women, all amazing women. And I forget why this came up, but I said, you know, life is short. We're all going to die one day. So do what you want to do. And all the women were like, oh my God, that's so morbid. And, you know, it's hard. I don't want to think like that. And I remember sitting there like, are you kidding me? Like, I understand that no one wants to think about death, and death is scary, and just thinking about the end of life, like, wow. But if you're not thinking about that, then you're not thinking about today. If the end of life is so scary, you don't want to think about it, then you're not thinking about all the things you want to do before you get there. You have to think like that. You have to get a little uncomfortable. You have to be a little uneasy in the moment and go, no, but really, deep down, what do I want to accomplish before I leave this life? Period. And your answer could change decade after decade, and that's okay. We grow, we evolve, we change. My answers in that moment at, how old was I? 30, 31, because my birthday is September, so it was right in there. My answers then is probably different than today at 37. You know, a lot has changed. I moved across country, for God's sakes. I mean, that was not a part of the plan. So we have to do this exercise, and it's really a personal moment. You don't need to talk about it with anybody else. Just close your eyes and think to yourself, what will I regret if I don't do it before I die? Make the list. Maybe it's one thing that is sticking out, you know? I gotta go now. The doorbell rang. Real life over here. Go get 'em.